All right. Praise the Lord forevermore. Lord, we just thank you so much for another great fellowship tonight, because you're going to be leading us. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for all the great, wonderful testimonies tonight, Lord. And we thank you that we do have an open heaven tonight. Every night, every time we pray, we have an open heaven, because you love to hear us ask and to pray and to do the things that you've put in our hearts to do, Lord. And we praise you for that. We ask, Lord, that tonight that we just all have a great time in you, Lord. Whatever it is that you want us to talk about or to do, Father, we're just open to that. And in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, in Luke 10 and verse 19, you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy. I come against any kind of communications, witchcraft against this fellowship in Jesus' name. And I command them all to be stable. Nobody will be knocked off. And we'll all have a great time together tonight in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just praise you. And we just thank you, Lord, for being our God. We love you. And we want more of you, as that old song goes. But we do. We love you, and we do want to be closer and closer to you, Lord. And I thank you for all that's going to be accomplished tonight in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Let me let Theo and Lana in. Okay, I got one. A prayer request. Y'all believe with me. I had a, y'all remember Rebecca and, oh, mama's name. Hang on. Rebecca and Katie.
Yeah.
She said, said, it's Katie. I have a question. I need guidance. So my dog got a case of fleas back a year ago. We prayed on it. Then in a few weeks, they went away. Praise God. But in July, they came back. I figured it was just a test, and we've been praying and trusting God on this since then and not living by what we see, but they are still there. We prayed before we took them to the groomers that they would be gone. And the groomer called us and said he was covered in fleas, but they were all dead. Praise God. We were rejoicing, but then later that same day, he was covered in fleas again. My dad, not much of a believer, keeps saying that my dog is suffering and to treat him or do something, as it's been going on for months now. My dog is constantly whining and scratching himself 24/7. So I'm not sure what's going on or what we're doing wrong here, if anything, unless this is just a long test. I'm just not sure. I'd appreciate any prayers and words of wisdom. Okay. Let's pray. I'm going to pray, and then if y'all have something you'd like to add to it, then do it. We pray for Rebecca and Katie's dog right now in the name of Jesus. We command every flea on that dog that's on there right now to die in the name of Jesus and be fertilizer everywhere he walks. And ever those fleas fall off, it's going to be fertilizer for wherever he walks in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that that dog is now immune from fleas. As a matter of fact, he is a curse against fleas from this point on. And if he lies in a bed of fleas, they die in Jesus' name. And we just praise you and glorify you, Father, that that dog is free from itching, from fleas, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that he has got the skin of a brand new dog in Jesus' name. No more itching or anything like that in the name of Jesus. The law of the Spirit of Christ Jesus is on that dog in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Missy.
We command all flea eggs to die too in the name of Jesus. Any eggs, flea eggs or fleas that are in their house must die now in the name of Jesus. We curse you and you are dead in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we just thank you and praise you, Lord, for delivering this poor little dog, Lord, and give Kate and Rebecca peace in their hearts and joy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. It's not a poor little dog anymore. That's a walking, talking, power God dog in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We just glorify you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Katie, Rebecca, and the dog, whatever the dog's name is, Fido, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father, that they don't, then they're going to have, Lord, we just think this is going to be a testimony to their father also, in Jesus' name, to her father, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Are you waving to say something, Missy? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I command every word curse against that dog to fall to the ground and come to nothing. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that when their dad sees this dog delivered, Lord, that he will be a believer, Lord. He will believe, Lord, and not speak word curses on that dog no more. That dog is not suffering anymore. It's free, tormented free. We command all those spirits of pests to go away from him. We forbid any spirits to be wandering around that dog or in their house. All pestilent spirits go in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that dog is glorifying you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's going to be the best dog they ever had. Lord, we thank you for a long, beautiful life to that dog too in Jesus' name. Let it always be a testimony to Daddy, because when Daddy sees it, the dog, he gonna know God is real, and he does answer prayer. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Angelica.
If y'all are done, I had a prayer request.
Yeah.
Okay. I've gotten prayer from my grandma before, and of course they're giving her 3 to 6 months to live, and we know that those words don't mean anything. However, it's hard for me to know what to pray exactly. I mean, I want to stand on faith, obviously, that she's healed in Jesus' name. But I almost feel like it's like, you know, the Lord maybe wanting to take her home soon to avoid some of these things. And when I say soon, of course, I don't mean when the doctors say, you know, I just mean when the Lord wants her, you know. Maybe someone can just pray that.
Okay. All right, let's just do that. Father, you know what you want done with Angelica's grandmother. She's lived a long life. And Lord, if she's tired and she wants to come home, Father, we just ask that you do it in a way that everybody will know that she's up there with you, Lord. I thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that you do for this family what you did for me when my mother went to you. That you give somebody in that family a vision of her up there rejoicing and jumping and running with the Lord. Father, I thank you for doing that. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. We just ask and pray, Lord, if you want her to spend more time down here, to got some more ministering for her to do, then we ask for a complete healing. If not, we just thank you for just quietly taking her away. But everybody around her would know that she's up there with you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
I just thank you, Lord. She's not going to die in pain, Father God. Mm-mm. If you take her, Lord, she's going to die in peace in her sleep, Father God. And I just lift up my uncle, her son, Father God, who's really having a hard time with this, Father, in denial about it and all that. And so am I. I'm in denial about it because Jesus said that by the stripes of Jesus, she was healed, Father. So I just know she's not going to die of this cancer, Father. And but I do pray, Father God, that you comfort my family and use this, Father God, to bring them to you. Just like Michael said, Father God, give them dreams, give them visions, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that you would put it on my grandma's heart to get baptized, Father God, and that she'd be in right standing with you, Father, before that time comes, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. One other thing, let me pray this in the name of Jesus right now. I come against that spirit of cancer, and I command it to go from her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, she's not going to go to you with the curse on her. We command that curse to go from her right now in Jesus' name, that when she goes, it's going to be because you want her, not because the curse is on her. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Greg.
Assuming we've done there, and I amen, Angelica, to all of that. If she goes, it's not going to be with the doctor's prophecies coming through true. I just had a message from my little girl of 19, mind you. She has her very last exam for the year and the semester today. And I am always pleased to take her up to the glassy sea, but I thought we could do it here. I do have another request, but I'll save that for afterwards. But if I can just lift my daughter up. Absolutely. Well, Lord, it's always a delight to come before your throne with my little girl, either of them. But Lord, I put her before your throne now. With this exam that she's had, and Lord, I know she's been diligent in her studies, but I just want to call for protection around her as she travels to uni and back again. Lord, that any spirits of forgetfulness, this is this thing or whatever, would be rebuked by you, and that all recollection would come to her. Lord, I just want this much from my daughter, and the exam result is on its own, neither here nor there. But Lord, that she would know your presence, both in it, on the way there, on the way back, and that the people of God, including her dad, have lifted her up before the throne, and that would be obvious to your glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you that she'll be able to feel your presence all the way back home and then back to school again, Lord, that it would change her in a right way, Lord. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your work in Greg's daughter. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just block any kind of antichrist spirit that may have come from the college in Jesus' name, that it would not affect her in any kind of way. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Did you have another one, Greg?
Yeah, there's another one I'll bring up here. I have been dealing with a young man by the name of Jordan who lives on the far side of my country, and Rhianne and Claire are going to help me with this. He's just going to need a little bit of deliverance prayer. In a nutshell, he's serious about his faith. He got his act together early this year, but he's been having some interesting dreams, one about some monkeys chasing him, and he's been waking up with scratches on his body. And there's been a few other things. To my mind, it's not a huge issue. He's got to just learn to turn around and smack him in the face, basically. Spiritually speaking. But anyway, Lord, I just want to pray for Jordan, one that you would please give me wisdom, godly wisdom in dealing with him and these entities that are bothering him. Lord, also, I just want to loose the boldness of the Holy Spirit into his heart. Lord, and I just want to pray for that. Well, that to be upon him. Because as we all know, these things do come upon us from time to time, and our role is to show them what for. So, Lord, it's not about him not being bothered. It's about him being stronger. Not only to protect his own turf and boundary and his family, but to be able to do what is happening for him for others, so that the work of your kingdom can expand. Amen. That'll do.
Amen. Yeah, Missy.
I'm going to leave tomorrow morning to go visit my family and come home on Monday. So I'd like a prayer for that. It was just like the Lord put it in my heart to go today. So I asked Merle about it, and I asked my sister. You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm going, is to see my sister and spend a few hours with her. Her and I, we've had some really awesome fellowship. She's just so open. It just tickles us both. She said, one day I said to her, I said, you have no idea how much joy it puts in my heart to be able to share with you like this. And all I said, there's nobody else in the family that I can do this with. And she's the same way. And, you know, as I was saying that, I was getting choked up, and she feels the same way. She's, you know, getting choked up. And she said, she says, I can't talk to my husband and daughter, you know, about the Lord, not, you know, because they're not saved, you know, and not like she does with me. I mean, lots of times you just got to be weak to the weak and just show them love, and you can't just talk to them like we all can talk, you know. But anyway, so I'm gonna stay with my son and daughter-in-law and new grandbaby Blakey, and so I'm gonna see my mom and dad, and hopefully, Lord willing, see my son Matt and daughter-in-law Megan. I didn't see them the last time. Long story short, not that I didn't want to, but just didn't work out. So anyway, so Father, I just ask you for traveling mercies, and I just ask you for a blessed time with my family, Lord. I just ask you to help me get my time in with you early in the morning, that I'd be able to wake up. It's always so hard when you're away, Lord, and wake up and have time with you, uninterrupted time to get recharged with you, with your spirit, filled with your spirit, and then the word and my mindset on you. And so that I have your guidance in your direction, Lord. And I just forbid any kind of spirit to hinder me while I'm there. I just ask you, Father, for your protection around me. As you know, Lord, when I'm at Curtin Brooks, you know, they have a TV on and have things that, you know, I don't watch TV. Just, I get it by default, Lord, you know. Anyway, so Lord, I just ask you for your full protection on me and around me, and help me to just totally cast down anything, Lord, that's not of you. Help me to be on my guard and have all my armor on, Lord, and I just cast everything down that's not you, and keep my mind on you, Lord, and open my eyes to see everything that you see, the way you see it, and that I hear things the way you hear. And I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for a blessed time with my sister and my parents and my boys and their wives and little Blake, Lord. I thank you for blessing me with a little grand. And I'll ask you to continue to bless them, Lord. And Thank you, Lord, for your protection over Blake and everything and all my family, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for awesome revival you're bringing for all of our families and my family, Lord. And I just praise you and thank you that I'm getting to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, y'all will have a great time, Missy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Brooke was
telling me.
I'm sorry. Brooke was telling me today, she said, wait till you see Blake. She said, you know, she doesn't need encouragement to smile now. She said she was at her mom's and she woke up and she just woke up and she was smiling. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's my son. That's what my grandmother used to say that her daddy used to do. She says, I never seen a baby wake up so happy. He just wake up and see my grandmother just put this big smile on his face, you know. Mm-hmm. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for such a happy, pleasant baby.
Amen. Okay. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Debbie.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to ask for prayer. Everyone pray with us for an agreement prayer for our daughter's the father of her two children. And we've shared him for prayer before. Her name is Victory. And his name is Junior. He's Cuban, and there's been a lot of problems between them, but he's still been there for the other two children, and it's been really hard, really rough, but God has answered prayer, and he was at his brother's a couple weekends ago, and he went to church with his brother, and she said that after church, he went up and talked to the pastor and gave his heart to God. So
praise God.
We've been praying for him. Yes, hallelujah. Well, they're not boyfriend or girlfriend, but the father of her children.
Yeah,
don't know what God's going to be doing here with that. So, we've just been really praying. I want y'all to agree with us that he'd have just a real radical transformation, and hurt also. It's a real radical transformation in Jesus. So, I'm just believing for that.
Amen.
It's not going to stop at just asking Jesus to come into my heart. You know, it's not going to be just that. So, praise God. So, like, thank you, Lord. We just do God, we agree, and thank you, God, for this radical change you're going to do in Junior's heart, Lord, that you are doing now, Lord, and in Victory's too, Father, just drawing them unto you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to give him a desire for truth and for your word, Lord. He's going to know the love of the Lord, and God, that he'll just feel your life within him, Lord, and Lord, that he'll just want more and more of you, God, and want truth, Lord God, and just pray, God, that we just bind the devil from him and the demons that want to come in and attack him and lie to him, Lord, and tell him that this isn't real. But we bind all those lying spirits that have been working in him anyway, God. Just we bind those lying spirits that command it to cease in Jesus' name, God, that he's going to go all out for you, Lord. And that, Lord, the family is going to be just astonished, Lord, and a marvel, God, at the work you're doing in Victory's heart, in his heart, Lord. We just commit them both to you, Lord, for whatever else you want to do in their lives, Lord God. And I know they've talked about wanting to move to Tennessee. Lord, we commit that to you, Father, that you would have your way in this, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we just commit them to you. And thank you, God, that they're on their way, God, for a wonderful relationship with you, Lord, and life-changing experience with you, God. And they'll know your power and your gifts, Lord God. We just thank you, God, that I'm not going to listen to any lies and things that by what we see even or hear, Lord. We just believe what the work you're doing in their lives, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you granted Union repentance, Lord. And I pray that both of them, God, would be willing to forgive one another, Lord. And I just bind the spirits of bitterness, Lord, and such rejection in both of them, God. Bind the spirit of rejection, Lord, and bitterness, God, and just self-hatred, Lord, and hopelessness, God, that all that is gone now because of you, Jesus. So just thank you, God, for a real radical work, God, in the name of Jesus. Be glorified, and we thank you that you will be in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. We believe with Debbie and Denny that this is happening. It's happening even as we speak, Lord, that you're doing a mighty, wonderful,
life-changing change
in this boy, in Jesus' name, in this man, young man. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, my. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Vanita.
Me? I think you said Vanita.
That's what I thought he said.
Yeah, hi. You know, the first time I joined, you guys had asked me if I had the Holy Spirit in me. And I listened to the videos about the Holy Spirit in us and with us. And it hasn't happened yet. I haven't had that, you know, ability to speak that prayer language. So I've just been really searching to see if there's something that might be blocking that and trying to repent and ask forgiveness for different things that I think might be keeping me from that. I'm not sure what it is though. So if we could just have prayer for that. And also, I don't know, since I've started joining you guys, there's been this weird kind of fluttering in my chest. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a heart thing or a breathing thing. I don't know. It just kind of showed up and just kind of almost like it feels like it's taking my breath away just for a second every 5 minutes. It's just weird. I don't know what it is. So
well, it's got to go, right?
Yep.
In the name of Jesus, we command it to leave her right now in Jesus' name and don't come back in the name of Jesus. You get away from me too in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Vanita is completely healed of this. No more of that problem. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we ask that you take away any kind of hindrance from Vanita that's keeping her from speaking in tongues. And we command doubt and unbelief to go. We command any kind of fleshly thing to go from her right now in Jesus' name that's hindering her from her having new language. And we thank you, Father, for a free and open full language for Vanita. And Lord, place it in the heart to just get out there and start saying something when she's praising you, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father. Just open her mouth and just start praising you. And then just start jabbering, whatever it is. It makes no difference. Just go. And Father, we thank you for doing that for Vanita, because I know she's already filled with the Holy Spirit. And she already has the gift of her heavenly language in Jesus' name. Because you said to ask, and we shall receive. To seek, and we shall find. And to knock, and the doors would be opened. And we thank you, Lord, that she's already received it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I remember one time, Anita, I was with a friend of mine. It was Church of God people. And they had a little conference in a city next to the little town that I lived in. And we went up there, and I went with a friend of mine who was a pastor of the little church. And we went up there, and he was a Church of God preacher. And they got this guy, this is a great big guy, that they were praying to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And they prayed that part of it, and then they started telling him to start speaking in tongues, you know, and he'd be praising God in English, you know. And they said no, and then they'd hit him under here, and they'd say, like that, you know, and then one of them would hit him on the back, and one of them would hit him in the stomach. I ended up beating that poor guy about halfway crazy, you know. And I asked Larry, what are they doing? He said, that's just Church of God people. So they try to beat the tongues into. I said, what? He said, well, it looks like it, doesn't it? I said, yeah, it looks kind of crazy. He said, well, it is, but that's the way they do it. I said, okay. All right.
It's a good thing we're on Zoom.
They're what?
It's a good thing we're on Zoom or you'd be beating me up.
No. Yeah. Oh, let it out. One of them say, let it out. Another one say, suck it in. And one of them is, let it out. No, suck it in. You know, and they were just crazy. Go ahead, Leah.
Vanita, I started out with like about four words, and it just came out of my mouth, four words. But the Lord added to that as I prayed it. He added to it more and more. So a lot of people experience that. Eve, I don't know if you know that name, Eve. She's in a lot of David's teachings because she's a dreamer. A dreamer. Yeah, a marvelous dreamer. But she told me she just started out with one word, and then the Lord added to it and added to it and added to it. So if you can, if you get four words out, you've got a language. And then, yeah, you know, you just pray that and then ask the Lord to increase it and ask the Lord to increase it and ask the Lord to increase. Some people just come out with a full language. I don't know how that happens. I mean, it's like they can say 100 different words and never repeat one word at all. But some of us just have to eke it out a little bit at a time. But the Lord honors it.
I remember Rex Verone's testimony. All he had was da, 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 da. And he had that for months. And da, 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 da. And he tasked the Lord. He said, Lord, I just love my language. He said, it's so wonderful to have a heavenly language like that. But could you please give me more than just that one word? And sure enough, he did. And he blessed him with a full language. So, yeah, sometimes he just likes to start out simple with us, you know. God, it's a full language. So, go ahead, Will.
Can you guys hear me good?
Yes, sir.
I remember when the Lord started preparing me to receive speaking in tongues. There's a very popular magazine in South Africa called the Huisgenoot or the U, and it's sort of a common magazine. So if you buy it, you don't really, you hide it underneath your groceries, but it's the most popular magazine in South Africa. And sometimes it's actually just a gossip. It's a gossip magazine, but sometimes it's got surprisingly good articles in there. And I remember I was visiting my sister and she had a few in her flat. And there was an article about, a boy that had a deaf, he was dead for some time, and when he came back, he went to heaven, and then came back, and he started speaking in tongues after his experience, which baffled everyone. But he was running around the preschool teaching all the other kids to speak in tongues, which I think was so cute and adorable. He'd run around and then pray for them and tell them, now you just speak. And they would speak in tongues. And it was that childlike, that childlike thing that really, and when I was prayed for, I just started speaking because that little boy taught me, you must now just speak. He must believe and just speak and not be worried about what comes out. So I just wanted to say that.
Amen. We've had families here with kids as young as 4 and 5 years old speaking in tongues, heavenly language, you know. They just, of course, kids, they don't have any hang-ups, you know. They just believe. They just believe and walk in it. It's so awesome. I'd love to get my great-grandson to speak in tongues because his mom was a Baptist. That'd be awesome. Now she used to go to a full gospel, but her husband is a Methodist. When she married him, she started going to, they compromised to the Baptist. Anyway. All right, who's next? I believe you already have a language. You just got to start speaking it, girl. All right. Is that you, Judy? Yeah, Judy Five, Judy. Go ahead, yeah, girl.
Yeah, well, I'd like to have you pray for my two daughters. The oldest one came home sick from work, and she has to take a COVID test tomorrow. And she said five people did take the test and said they were positive at work. And she's not feeling real good. I really don't know what all her symptoms are. Then the next one, Amy, she was sick last week, but she said she now thinks she has pneumonia. She said she can't seem to get over what she has. But she tested negative when she got her COVID test, so I thank you, Lord, for that. So Angie, the oldest, they're making her have a test tomorrow, and she doesn't feel good.
And right, let's do that one first. Let's do that one, then we'll do Amy.
Okay.
All right, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we just thank you that when Angie goes up there and takes that test, that she's going to come back negative. She does not have COVID. You know, and I know that those tests are about as reliable as just telling her, you know, you don't got it, you know. And that's what we do. We just speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Angie, you don't have COVID in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, what's wrong with Amy? Well, she thinks she's got pneumonia.
Yeah, she just said she wasn't getting over what she had before.
Okay.
Yeah, she has pneumonia.
We're going to pray for her. And next time you talk to her, you say, look, we prayed for you. You don't have pneumonia. Matter of fact, you're well. Okay. Good deal. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we ask that you give Amy faith to believe what your word says, the word that's above all words. And we thank you for it, Father, that when she does read that, she's going to get a revelation that you're not a doctor, you're a healer. And Father, we thank you for that. We come against this pneumonia or whatever it is, infirmity on Amy. In Jesus' name, we command it to go from her and all the symptoms to go.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that we just override any kind of negative faith that she has. And we cast down every curse spoken against her, that she spoke against herself and somebody else spoke against her in the name of Jesus. And we speak nothing but blessings on her. In Jesus' name, that she is healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing that to Amy. In Jesus' name. All right, that's a done deal.
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay. Anybody else? I believe it too, Judy, don't you? Amen. Because we got an open heaven and God listens. Go ahead. Was it Debbie? Was you opening it? You hold your hand up? Or are you just drinking something? Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'd like to mention a praise report.
Oh, let's hear it, brother.
We had this big job at work that required printing and then cutting and then putting it into the saddle stitch books. I think it was about 7,000 books. So my part was to cut it down so it would all line up. It was all like four color pages in the print shop. And I did all my cutting, and the assistant foreman, you know, said he would put it all together in the bookbinding machine. But he, because of COVID, he's coming in only from 5:30 to 11 o'clock. And I go in from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I have reduced hours. But I was going in every day for cutting it. And because it's quite a few pieces of paper, almost a ton of paper. And I wasn't really looking forward to putting it together on the machine. So he set the machine up and he started to do a little bit. And then I came in to try and do that, but I had other things to do that day. And So I just prayed to God, Lord, I really don't want to do this job. I don't like this machine. Can you have him do it? Because he said he would. And then he left me a note because I only got about 6 boxes done of 60. And he left me a note the next time I came in and he said, Andrew, don't touch this job. I'm going to do it. And I was so happy and relieved that he was going to do that because it was like paper that was like 6 feet high. That, and I had half of them almost on the table all set up for him to put in the machine. And it was like 16 different sheets of paper. And there's like 4 sheets on each paper. Right? And he got them all going through the machine, saddle stitched them. And he did a couple of 3 skids of this work in all these boxes and packed them all up. And I just went, I did enough, Cody. And I was so happy. And that kind of answers a prayer for increase in work. But I knew that job was coming in. I just didn't think it was going to go for so long because I remember asking for prayer for that earlier. But I just got a text message from my daughter. I mentioned that I was on a fast. So she wants to invite me over this weekend for brunch and asks me how solid food it tastes. And I said, oh, it tastes really good. And I'd love to come over on Sunday and see you. And so I just want to pray about that. I want the Lord to take charge over that. And I know they have some sort of Christianity there. I just don't understand what it is. But I'd like to ask the Lord and petition the Lord about that. First of all, you know, Lord, I pray that if she wants to invite me over, I'd love to come over. They usually come and pick me up. It might include my son also, and whatever way they want me to get there. They both have vehicles, so I'm the vehicle-less person. So I just pray, Lord, that that you would be in total control of the meeting whenever I meet my children. And really, Lord, that if I am to speak, it would be completely from you. Because of her kind of rejection or fear of me when she told me that she used to do this just to because of fear of me, you know. And I just pray, Lord, that you would have total control of it. And seeing as my son-in-law is interested in the author of Narnia, I can't C.S. Lewis. That there is some of you information there, Lord, on you, and that perhaps that would be a discussion that they would open up, and you would just control the whole meeting and the whole lovely gathering, because it's been a while since I've seen my children. In Jesus' name, I pray. And thank you, Lord, for doing this.
Amen. I believe it. C.S. Lewis, huh? Okay. All right, anyone else? I got a testimony. Go ahead, though, Judy. I'll do it after
getting it. I can't remember when these people texted me, but I have a friend who's going to be having a PET scan tomorrow, and that's basically to see if there's cancer in his body. They have discovered a black mass in one of his lungs, they said about the size of a grapefruit. And I would just like to pray for him, you know, to be at rest and at peace about it, and knowing that they're not going to find a thing. Father, I just lift up Michael to you, and I thank you that he knows you, and he knows that you are his healer, and that it's already been done. And I just pray for peace for him tomorrow, that there's no concern in his heart or worry about what they're going to find. Just know that it's already been done. He has experienced your healing before, and he is healed. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you.
Amen.
And I'm looking for the good report when he gets that all done.
Amen.
And I'd also like to lift up Greg. There's going to be a number of new people coming on campus this week. And so they're trying to open up some buildings that where the electricity has been off and the water's been shut off. And they did one today, and not realizing that some people had gone in and actually taken some things apart. And so they had a flood going on. Not good. And, you know, he didn't know who did it or how it happened. But anyway, I just pray that there won't be any more of that, because there's going to be 10 or 12 people coming in, and they're trying to get a place for them to just be. So I just thank you, Father, that you're in control of this. Yes. And they're not going to have any floods anywhere, and everything's going to go smooth. And I just pray a blessing on these people, that they will be able to get the work done that they are coming to do. We Amen. Thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you. It's going to be a quick work too. In Jesus' name. Right.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah.
And I thank you for peace and rest for Greg as well.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You already got a house picked out for him too.
Right.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Yeah, today turned out to be kind of a hassle for him. I happened to be talking to him when they called and says, "Oh, we have big problems." Thank you, Lord. For
this. Not anymore.
Yeah, right. Praise it's all taken God. Care. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you, Lord. I've got a little testimony. If y'all heard the broadcast yesterday, I can't remember if David mentioned it or not, but what we prayed up there when we were cutting that tree down was that when it came down, it wouldn't hurt another tree. And it wouldn't take any of the little trees out or anything. And that's exactly what happened. That great big old tree just hung up in another tree. And when it came down, it just slid down that tree and didn't hurt another tree. And I said, my goodness, thank you, Lord. And it was a large tree. We got a lot of wood out of it. But it was interesting, that whole business. If you listen to the broadcast, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it was a good one. And then we cut another tree down over here, away from it. We got all that up today. We got both of them up today. Yeah, next time we get a chance, we're going to split it all and put it under the porch. That's where we keep all our wood. We got a wraparound deck that we store our wood under. All right, so we don't get cold in the winter time. My goodness gracious sakes alive. It gets down to 60, we gotta have a fire there here. Don't put up with no cold weather. Oh, all right. Who would like to speak now? Yeah, Pat.
Yeah, I just wanted to. I have. The last time I was on, I prayed about this this sink that I had a leak in the faucet, one of the hoses or something, and so I put. A plastic bag on it to catch the water that day, and then when I spoke about it, I think it was that Thursday night. I don't remember now when it was, Thursday or whatever. But and so I just let it go, and when I looked at it today, it had about 2 inches of water in it. So I felt that I needed to tell my wife what I was doing. And so she asked me, when I was going to fix that thing. And so I said, well, I'm not going to fix it because we prayed. We've already claimed that God healed that thing, and we're just going to watch it, and I'm going to see God heal the thing before, but I'm not going to touch it myself. And that didn't go over real well, but there was a little bit of resistance regarding that concept. And some other things came out or whatever. But anyway, I'm just believing the Lord, still believing the Lord on it, trusting that that thing is healed. But what I would just like is some prayer for wisdom, how to continue to cooperate through the process, whatever that means. Obviously, I don't want to accept any thing contrary to that healing, that correction, that, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm in unity with the Lord and in cooperation with what he's doing there. So I think that is my prayer for wisdom, how to proceed and how to continue on in faith.
Can I tell you how to do it, Pat?
Sure.
Because I've had a little experience in that. When she asks what you're doing, you say this. Well, God's already healed it. You don't have to tell her anything other than that. God has healed that. What, it's dripping water? No, you're just seeing things. That's not true, because the word says it's healed. Now, I'm confessing what the Lord said. I'm not going to confess what the enemy wants me to confess. So that's all I'm going to do. And then she'll look at you with some kind of deer in the headlight look. And then if she asks you again, say, no, it's healed. It's healed. You don't have to explain to her why, because she already knows why. You've already done that. Just say, no, it's healed. Watch what happens. Watch what happens when you do that. Because you're confessing the good confession. You ain't got to explain God. Just show them what God's doing.
Amen. You
know, that's what I do. Of course, they know I'm kind of half nuts anyway, you know, in their mind.
I believe I've heard that a time or two.
We all have.
Maybe even this weekend, you know.
But that, you don't have to explain to them at all. You don't have to sit there for 30 minutes explaining them. Just tell them, say, no, it's healed. God said it's healed. I believe what the word says. I don't believe what you say. I'll shut them up. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's healed in Jesus' name. And he's,
thank you, Jesus.
God, you're going to get the glory out of this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, go ahead, brother.
I think of 3 years ago, there's a film that came out. I don't agree with the whole film, but it was about this guy that joined the U.S. Army in the Second World War, and he refused to carry a gun. And during his training, everyone sort of went crazy at him and beat him up and bullied him and... for not wanting to carry a gun. And then eventually, it's a true story though. And eventually, when they had to go out in battle against the Japanese, he ended up saving so many of them that even today they'd break down in tears because they bullied him for it. And it's just, you know, when we're standing in faith for something, We get bullied sometimes very harshly, and if we become unforgiving, then we lose, and then then we lose the whole thing, and then you really look crazy. And I was just thinking about that when we start standing in faith for something that's really going to bring repentance to a lot of people, Satan's really going to punch us in the stomach hard, and we need to go through that battering and be very loving, because if we become unforgiving or depressed, then we might just not not get what we are standing in faith for. And then it ends up being quite a bad scenario. So I just want to pray for all of us that I just want to pray something. Lord, I ask you to make us very, very forgiving, and that we will endure to see the end of the promise and bring a lot of people to repentance. And what I really appreciate about the film is when you do it right, there's such a repentance that is so, at the end of, they interviewed the guys that fought with him and that he rescued. They even now will break down in tears because they bullied him so badly during the training that there's such a deep, deep repentance that took place. They can't believe that they bullied someone that was so, well, they believed very close to the Lord. And it's such a beautiful repentance that takes place. And it's so, it was so beautiful to see that. But yeah, I did just, there was another experience that I had with my sister's son. We were playing on a jumping castle, and I remember playing with him, and I normally never tease him, but that day I decided to play with him and pretend that we're going to fall off the jumping castle, and he went crazy. He actually bit me. And I was so offended, and not offended like personally offended. I was just like, geez, Alden, you know, I would never let you fall off this trampoline. You know, why on earth would you think he just became angry why would you think I'd ever let you fall off this trampoline? Were you really thinking? And then a day or two after that, I just sort of reflected on that. And it was like the Lord was telling me, William, will I ever let you fall off this cliff that you're close to? Will I ever let you fall down this cliff? Do you really know how much I love you? And it was sort of just a similar thing that came whenever there's a trial or you have to stand in faith and you're close to that cliff and there's so much doubt, you know, and it's such a sin to doubt the Lord's love, you know. So it's just the things that came up whenever I was standing in faith for something. And it was just something that I wanted to share.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Dave. All right. Yes, Pat.
I just wanted to share something that kind of hit me today. I think with this whole election thing that we just went into, and I know that we have been believing for this red wave and for Trump to make it through this process, which I believe he will, obviously. But it's like things really went south, and this morning I just felt like, you know, there is such a massive opposition, at least appears a massive opposition to what's going on, and it's like the media and everybody is just running with this thing, and I guess I was feeling a little bit negative on it, and I started listening to the message from last night. And actually, I had thought about these things before that, and then I kind of listened to the message off and on through the day, which is very, very positive and encouraging. But I had this picture, I had this thought that I was just trying to put myself in the disciples' shoes, in their environment. where they had walked with the Lord for 3.5 years, and they had seen his miracles. They had seen people raised, Lazarus raised from the dead, children raised from the dead. They'd seen healings, countless demons cast out, and just miracle after miracle. And they were so excited at the groundswell of support and the positive movement, that they could see the kingdom of God coming in. And even though Jesus would splatter the conversation every once in a while with the thought that he must go to Jerusalem and die and be raised again, it's like that whole concept just blew right over the top, because they weren't hearing that didn't fit the narrative. It didn't fit in with what they were feeling, they were experiencing. And then just that building of excitement, what's going to happen next, and then clink, clank, the train comes to a grinding halt, and Jesus is hauled into before the Sanhedrin and beaten, and their lives were just full of confusion and darkness, and what is going to happen, and what is this? This man that has cast out demons and stopped the wind and commanded the storms to cease and everything, now this whole thing here has him under control, and they're taking him, and he's being beaten. Now they've taken him, and they put him on a cross, they crucified him, now he's dead, now he's buried. And can you imagine, and I just, in myself, I just kind of put myself into what they were feeling, what were the emotions, what were was happening within them as they saw their whole life, their whole purpose, their whole everything go down in flaming, crashing to the ground. Everything was destroyed. They were shattered. They were shattered. And then the next day they woke up, and it was like a dream. They couldn't believe what has happened. What had we believed in, and yet what is this, that it has shattered all of our dreams, everything? And I just put myself in that place and thought, we are kind of in that place right now, not realizing that it was 3 days. Jesus was gone. He was dead. He was in the tomb. He was in the grave. But that 3 days, why did God choose that length of time? Maybe it takes 3 days of disillusionment to shatter that last grain of hope in yourself or the worldly concept of everybody unified and power and numbers and all this sort of thing is all shattered until one day Jesus, God blew breath in that life and raised that man right from the grave again and set the whole thing back into motion. But the thing that hit me is that we are kind of in that place right now. We're in that 3 days, that darkness. And there is going to be a resurrection. There is the resurrection. We've had so many dreams about what's happening. So I was just, I just had to be encouraged about it. And of course, David's teaching about the tree and the various things and where we're at and how it all applies and everything it was a pretty positive message as well. So I don't know what it was. It just kind of hit me. I thought, you know, we have to realize that the resurrection is coming. Nothing has changed. It looks dark. It looks dreary, but it did for them as well, just before that resurrection, before God's plan really went into effect. And so I don't know. I just thought I would toss it out there. It was just a thought that I was having this morning, but praise the Lord. There is Amen. A resurrection.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I wouldn't get too upset over what's going on out there because God's in control. Go ahead, Denny. You're muted.
Okay, there it is. I was just waiting for the little red mark to go away. Concerning, I don't know how many months it was before we came down, because we had been listening to the teachings and heard a lot of the different miracles about God touching different machines and stuff like that. And it never happened to me, you know. It's like we had a dryer that went out up there and back in Illinois, and it ended up being out about 3 months, but you know, fortunately we had a laundromat fairly close. We'd take stuff down there. It was simple for us. We know, wasn't, you know, that much of a hassle, but but it just, you know, Dad would say, should we get it fixed? And I'd say, I don't know. I just wanted God to do something like that, you know, like I'm hearing him do for others, you know. And then so I prayed, you know, and still nothing happened, and prayed again. It was about, you know, I finally reached a point where I thought, this is it.
3 months.
You know, so 3 months. I just sort of said, I'm going to go down and pray for that thing. And if it don't start, that, you know, we're just gonna have to call a guy and he'll come and fix it. And I went down and I tried and it didn't work. Came back upstairs and I thought, one more time. You know, so I went down there one more time. I prayed. I knew it wasn't gonna start. I hit the thing and almost like I were hitting and walking to go up the stairs at the same time, and it, you know, started. You know, and the Lord touched it. I mean, he touched it, and that was the first time I've ever had a machine like that. And so I was really blessed. You know, I don't know if I know the formula for that all the time, because sometimes you have faith and you're praying for things on your car, maybe it doesn't happen, but this time God touched it. And he just, oh, I just thank you, Father. I was happy. So just keep trusting in
the name of Jesus.
Oh. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
What in the world was that? Anyway. Amen. Yeah, I've seen all kinds of things. Repaired cars, all the way from cars to water leaks and everything in between. All right. Anyone else? This is good so far. And bodies healed. That's exactly, that's the best part right there. Many, many bodies healed. Amen. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to share?
I'd like to share something.
Yeah. All right, Lana.
So on Tuesday, I found out that my entire side of the family went out to vote. And it's a huge thing in the Slavic community, because we come from a background of not voting. And all of a sudden, we're getting into politics and whatnot. And so 2020 comes along, things are looking pretty bad. And so everybody's got to go do their part all of a sudden. And of course, I don't judge any of them. I, of course, understand by God's grace that They don't understand what I understand. But the Lord revealed to me through observing their conversations the next day and watching how things are, you know, going down, and they're all talking about how corrupt the world is. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the price of self-works. When you go out and you think you're doing something for God, then you want to see it justified. And so it's a lot harder and almost impossible to simply trust God. But because I didn't put my two cents in, I didn't go do my part on the physical side, then I have absolutely nothing stopping me from continuing to do as I had started out, putting my faith in the Lord, watching everything go down, and continue to stay in faith with the Lord. And it was a small revelation, but it was a good one. It was a really good one. So I wanted to share that self-works, as we all know, the Lord doesn't call us for it, and he showed me why. So praise God for that.
Amen. That's good. That's pretty much what it did to me. The other day, he told me, he said, don't worry about it. I got this thing. And I hadn't worried since. And I know God's in control. He told us that Trump was going to be in there for 8 years. So I believe it. Amen. All this nonsense you see out there is just that. It's nonsense. And look, God's going to use this for good. He's going to use this for good. He said that in the Word. You watch what happens. He'll do it. He'll turn this thing around. We're going to wonder, well, what happened? Why were we so worried? Well, we're not. We just know what God's going to do. He's going to drain the swamp. Not only that, he's going to drain church swamp too. I believe that's part of it. I noticed today that there was a big name guy, I'll just say it like that, big name man that had to give up his title and got fired from his job because of moral problems. So, praise God, it's happening. All right, anybody else? What kind of a subject are we going to talk about tonight? Anybody got any more questions about the millennial rain? It's going to rain the whole time. Oh, God. Go ahead, Paula. Uh-oh, here comes y'all.
It's a little bit linked with the millennial rain. I did mention it in the email I sent you. Just two questions that keep popping up for me. The one is just about our loved ones who already passed on. I would love to just talk about what paradise is like, you know, and what they know, what they don't know. And the scripture in Hebrews that talks about the cloud of witnesses, I just, you know, would like to know if they form part of that. You know, my dad, what does he see? Is he aware, you know, of what's going on here, what's going on with me? So just in my mind a lot, you know, I'm still missing him every single day. So it's just something that's really on my mind. I wonder what he's doing. And so I just thought if we can discuss that and then linked with that, a friend and I talked the other day about animals, whether they go to heaven or not. And I always thought that I think they do. If I look at, there's a scripture in, I think, Ecclesiastes that talks about the spirit of a beast and how do we know if it goes up or down? And then there's the one, I think it's in Corinthians, that says if there's a natural body, then there is a spiritual body as well. So if there's a spiritual body, and he talks about, you know, the different animals, so if there is a spiritual body, then I'm sure, you know, it's going to be part of, you know, of heaven. But I would like to, if we can discuss that, because I'm not completely sure. And I know there was a little boy, someone talked about that he asked John MacArthur if if animals go to heaven, and he just said, no, they don't. They just here for us, you know, to give us joy or whatever. But he didn't give any scripture. And then the boy asked him, but Revelation says that the Lord is coming on a white horse. So if there's a white horse there, there must be. And I thought that's such a, such a good argument. So, yeah, it would be nice if at some stage you can talk about that.
Myself, I've seen horses in the spirit. I've seen angels on horses. So we know there's horses there. We know there's a lion. We know that my dog's up there. Petey's up there.
Because that's also a very personal thing. You know, we very much love our birdies. So I think maybe for many people that's a big thing.
I don't know. I remember talking with David about that some time ago, and we talked about it. And I said, "What do you think?" He said, "Well, I believe that there's good dogs and bad dogs, and good cats and bad cats, and all of that, you know." And he said, "I believe the good ones, if the person is going to heaven, that their dog is going to heaven, you know, da 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 da." I don't know. You know what? It really doesn't say that I'm aware of, but I believe. Yeah, that's what I think too, Greg. But that's not me. You know, but I like dogs, and I have to believe that Petey's gonna be up there waiting on me when I get up there. You know. But I don't know. No goats in heaven? Well, it might be. I don't know. There's left and right hand goats, you know. But what was the other loved ones? And that's just my opinion, okay, as far as the animals go. Now, as far as our loved ones, yeah, I believe they're up there. And I tell you, I believe that they pray for us. I believe that, and sometimes I use this analogy, and it comes from a worldly thing, but, you know, Daddy's up there with his list, and he's checking it twice, and he's going to find out who's naughty or nice, you know, that kind of thing. But we know that's not true, because the people up there are praying for us, I believe. That's just what I think. But I know that Dominique's got the answer. Go ahead, Dominique. You'll have to unmute yourself, brother. You got to unmute yourself if you're trying to talk, Dominique. All right, there you go.
Okay, cool. I just figured out how. Sorry about that.
Okay,
If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a verse that says all spirits go to heaven. And if that is the case, I also think there's a verse in there that says something about animals having spirits. Now, I am not 100% sure. That's just where I got out of it. So I do think animals are in heaven. But also about the loved ones thing, I always like, there's a lot of confliction about like what they think when they're in heaven or what they see. And a lot of people think that they can't like see what's going on earth or have no memory of that. But I think they have all knowledge while they're there. So they understand the beginning from the end and why everything has to happen the way it does. So that's why they don't have any sorrow while they're there. But that's just kind of like what I got out of it. I don't know. That's just coming from my own like way of thinking. But, yeah, I just also, I don't know if there's a specific time where we like give prayer requests, but I just have a few, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. So, my friend Katie, and I think you guys know Katie. She's been walking out her faith. She broke all her glasses and everything, and she believes that God has healed her eyes. So she's not wearing any glasses. I think this has been going on for like 3 months now. But she's just been getting a little discouraged with that. And everybody in our like little like group or house fellowship, I guess, is been getting attacked hard, including me. I stumbled a little bit, thankfully only once, and God has been, you know, keeping me like hard pressed about it so I don't stumble again. But I will say it has been hard. But everything's been going pretty good. We got more people and they're growing in the Lord way quicker than I would have ever thought. So it's just been going really well. Like God's really using this little fellowship that we got going on. So, and our friend Rebecca too, Katie's mom, she's not feeling very well. She's not coming to agreement with it, but, she told me about it like a week ago, and I figured I could just ask you guys if you guys can pray about it. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that Rebecca or is that Katie that's, sick?
Yep. Yeah, you got it. The same. Yep. Okay. Same. I don't know. I don't think they're on tonight, but. Yeah, same people.
Well, you tell them that we prayed for that dog of theirs, and that dog right now has no fleas because the fleas that was on him are dead now, and everywhere that dog lies from this point on, and there's fleas there, they're going to die too. In other words, the dog is a curse to the fleas. And rather than the other way around, because we prayed the prayer of faith for him. You just tell them that and tell them to believe it and speak it, and it's done.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Amen. And as far as Katie goes, in the name of Jesus, we command that spirit of infirmity off of her. We command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. We bind you and cast you off of Katie right now in the name of Jesus. And we command all the symptoms to leave her as well in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that Katie is completely healed, delivered, and set free. And we command those eyes of Rebecca to light up with the word of God and be healed in the name of Jesus. We command 20/20 vision out of those eyes right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that everywhere she looks, she sees everything just like it is. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for both of their healings in the name of Jesus, and the dog too, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. It's done, brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Go ahead, Will.
You spoke about the book last week, and I read some of it. It was quite good. It was Dr. Coulette or something. He went to heaven, and it was it's a good book. It's a good read. He also spoke about fish in the lake, that everyone was walking on the lake and there was beautiful fish inside. And what was the other one that I liked? Oh, if you want to travel, you just, an angel carries you around, which was quite a different take. I enjoyed that. Yeah, that book was a good read. But there's one thing that I wanted to ask. He prayed. He diligently prayed and asked the Lord to take him to heaven so he'd have that experience. And then when he came back, he said, now he's so focused on heaven. It was such a good experience for him that nothing will stop him now. He will just go. He's walking a straight line now. He's just seeing the end from the beginning. And he couldn't be bothered with anything else but just getting there. So I just sort of want to ask, it will be then very beneficial. After I sort of read the book, I thought it would be very, very beneficial to ask the Lord to take me to heaven, you know, and anyone else that wants the same thing. If it if it gets that sort of focus on a person, it's good to pray to have that sort of spiritual experience, either in a dream or he was just taken up in a fellowship, and he was taken up to heaven. So I just want to pray, Lord, we ask you that if it's so beneficial to go to heaven, that you'll take us sometime, each of us that's here, Lord, take us to heaven for a nice experience, that we'll experience heaven and see if there's animals or see some of our dead animals there. I don't know, Lord, but it's healthy. And I guess we must ask for it. So I'm asking for it in Jesus' name, that we'll either in our dreams or you'll take us when we're sleeping, take us to heaven, Lord, so we can see what all the suffering in the flesh is worth. So we'll get excited about Christianity. Thank you, Lord, for Colette's book. It's good. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, Lord, take me too. I want to go. Come back and let everybody know what happened. Hey, Lord, I'll tell you what, why don't you just take the whole bunch of us up at one time, then we can get up there and just marvel at your wondrous works while we're there. In Jesus' name, that'd be awesome. Go ahead, Angelica.
Hey, I don't know, I don't remember if you remember, Michael, but Brother Brandy was talking about someone's testimony. I don't know where he found it. Maybe he can share it with Paula. About somebody's family dog, he went to heaven. I think he just died, and he went to heaven. The first thing he saw was the family dog running to him, and the family dog said, "Where's the rest of the family?" and then he said, "Well, they're not here yet." He goes, "Oh," and then he ran off the dog. And I was like, I thought that was so cool, you know. Yeah, I wonder where he heard that testimony. But I just can't see why the Lord wouldn't, because, you know, he heals our animals even down here. I mean, he knows he created them, you know, for companionship and pleasure, and you know, they're just so enjoyable creatures, you know. So I couldn't see why he would deny anyone their most favorite animal, you know. But anyway. Maybe you can ask him to share that with Paula.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I remember Buddy Oliver, my good friend from years ago. He's up in heaven now, but he backed over with his 2-ton truck, his dog, and it just broke his heart. Yeah. And he couldn't figure out why God did that. And then he was just begging God, you know, bring his dog back. And the next morning, that dog was sitting at the back door waiting on him. He said that dog was flat as a flitter. But God brought him back to life, put him back in there. So, you know, that's, if you're an animal lover, if you love, Brandy is an animal lover. He loves all animals, all kinds of animals. I believe it. I believe that you're going to do the same thing. He said you're going to have the desires of your heart. So, yeah, Leon.
Yeah, I like a good deer and a good cow and a good good chicken. And, oh, okay. No, I want to pray for Dominic because he mentioned that he fell briefly recently. Ooh. And there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, I lift up Dominic to you, and I pray that you bless him and strengthen him and give him victory over this, Lord God. We cast out any demons that are hindering him, Lord, that are drawing him to this addiction, and we cast them down in the name of Jesus. They got to go. And we bind them on earth, so they're bound in heaven. They cannot prosper. They cannot trip him up. They cannot do anything to him, Lord. They are gone in the name of Jesus. You are healed, Dominic.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, who would have thought that we'd be talking about our pets in heaven tonight? God is so cool. He is so awesome. I can see Petey and my brother Bo waiting on me at the gate when I get there. Glory to God. And of course, Jesus. I wouldn't forget him. That's who I want to see. Amen. Petey was a part Australian shepherd and quarter Catahoula. Beautiful dog. Smartest dog I ever had. One of the smartest dogs I ever had. Go ahead, Angelica.
Well, while we're on the subject of heaven, I just thought maybe I'd throw this out there. I always just wonder, like the Lord, I know he takes people to heaven to bring revelations down, right? And it's wonderful for us to know the things that are waiting for us. You know, it's just keeping your eyes on the prize kind of thing. But why do you think that we have, like, some people he chooses just to, like, they never even ask to go. He just takes them. And some others, like, they really have to pray really, really hard or whatever, you know, and you know, maybe he'll answer, maybe not. But I mean, like, you know, my mind says, well, you know, maybe they're just specific vessels, you know, wouldn't get puffed up or whatever. I don't know, but I just maybe didn't want to throw that out there and see what anyone thought.
Well, he just said to ask, to seek, and to knock. I don't think it's any reason other than if he feels like it, you know, God wants to take you up there, he'll take you up there. I don't think it's, he just picks whoever he wants. I think he just does it just so people will glorify him. You know, anybody else got something else they'd like to put out there, go ahead. Well, I'll tell you this. I had my grandson, Blake, when one of the times that he had a overdose, the Lord took him to hell first, and then he took him up to the gates of heaven and showed him the gates. And, you know, had at the time it had somewhat of an impact on him, and I'm sure it does. His testimony is on YouTube. But not much of one, but it will. So I don't know. Anybody else got the answer? Yeah, Petra.
I don't know, but I just thought that there are many false testimonies out there of people that says that they had this heavenly experience, and just by reading it, it doesn't agree with your spirit. You understand that it's definitely not true. And then I think God is just gracious to take people there to give the truth out there as well, to oppose the wrong ones out there. And maybe he selects certain people that he know will be a testimony and will have it out in the right places where the wrong teachings are. I don't know. That's just something that I think maybe.
It could be. I knew we've met. In fact, we've had him on here years ago. What was that guy's name? His testimony is on site.
Tom Kruger.
Tom Kruger. The Lord, when he broke his back, I don't know, remember how it transpired, but he took him to heaven. And took him in the spiritual realm. And to this, I don't know if he still is, but I'm sure he is, because he was adamant about getting in the spirit. He always wanted to get in the spirit, because God would just have the angels come get him and take him out and show him things, you know, show him all, take him all over the world and show him what was going on in the spiritual realm. The only problem with that was, he didn't have a whole lot of biblical background. And when you seek the spiritual realm, that's fine, but back it up with the biblical knowledge so that you don't get deceived by the spiritual realm. And that's one thing that we really need to focus on. I love to be able to fly around like he did with those angels and see things that he saw in the spiritual realm.
That's kind of another trend that I recognize too, like Mary Baxter didn't, you know, and the other guy who talks about having, you know, partners, your partners in heaven or your whatever, I forget his name, but they didn't have a lot of the word. And of course, they're not, the Lord, no, the Lord's only just started to reveal, you know, the word that we have. So not, I mean, you know, these testimonies were way back when, you know.
Yeah. If you're not, if you don't have the word in you, then deception is real easy for the enemy to step in there and say, I am the angel of light, you know, and deceive you. And we all knew that Tom at that time didn't have as much as we had, because we had a lot more kill the flesh type of thing than teaching than some of these other guys do. All right. Anybody else want to walk into that? Yeah, Paula.
Would you say that Bill Visa, his testimony, I think, is quite good of heaven, the 20s. I don't know if it's on the site or where I got it, but he's 23 minutes in hell. But he said the minute he got back, he asked the Lord, Lord, please, I need scripture for every single thing that I saw. I need to know if it's true or not. And the Lord took him on a journey of a couple of months, I think, where he just went through the whole Bible, basically, and everything that he saw got backed up with, you know, just a bunch of scriptures. But that's a very sobering, you know, testimony of Bill Visa.
Yeah, that is very, he was a smart man. He's very smart, very had a lot of wisdom. Yeah, 23, that's on the site, it is.
And Bill Wise.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go to heaven. I remember when I first got saved, I was like, Lord, just take me to hell, whatever it takes to, like, you know, scare me straight. You know, like, I just don't ever want to, like, ever, you know, go back to my old life, do whatever it takes, you know. But he didn't. And I said, okay, maybe I just don't need that. And I think maybe I need more grace, more of the lovely things, you know, than those things anyway. But I want to go to heaven.
I don't really have a desire to go to hell. I don't even just to look. I've seen too much, you know, to understand what's down there. I want to go up to heaven where Odrin and all that bunch went, you know, up there to see what's going on up there. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Remember what Odrin said about his head, the traveling up there, said you had a couple of ways that you could go. He said, they got these neat little vehicles that you just jump on and just go. You know, it just flies around, takes you wherever you need to go. Yeah. What is that, Greg? Best way to get there is make an appointment. Well, could be. I don't know. There's a waiting line, old Greg, man, to wait on an appointment.
I would tell my daughters, particularly when they were younger, and this is something I think Dobson wrote, was, you know, there's one appointment in life I want you to make sure you keep, and that's to meet me there.
Amen. I've got a grandson that told me here not too long ago that he didn't know if there was a God, a Buddha, whatever. I said, well, have you asked your papa? Of course he hadn't. Anyway, we had a good talk. Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, Will.
I just wanted to add, I put it in the chat room, but if you are in the spiritual realm, for me, if it's crucifying, even a heavenly experience, it always goes to the crucifixion of the old man, but with the glory of God. You know, there's two bad crucifixions. Well, there's a bad crucifixion and there's a good crucifixion of the self-life. There's doing it in self-effort, and then it's the glory of God. I think all spiritual experiences will lead to the crucifixion of the old man. And that's a sound guide, I guess, if you are going to go into the spiritual realm or you want an experience with the Lord. It's going to end up being crucifying. And that's a good guide, I guess.
Amen. The best way to do it, and I know it's this is kind of simple, but it's hard. And that is just sit and wait on God. Just wait on Him. Wait on God. Have patience. Don't be distracted. Just wait on God. And He'll, you know, He'll show up and He'll talk to you, tell you things that you need to know. But we get distracted a lot, you know. I'm talking about myself. I get distracted all the time, you know. Things come through your mind. That devil's up there constantly. You know, well, you don't need to be sitting here. You need to get up and go down there and get things done. But in fact, the most important thing is to get close to God. That's the most important thing. We're in times now that's perilous, perilous time. And it's time to get close to God. It's time to get rid of all the things that has hindered our walk. And everybody knows what it is that hinders your walk. I know, you know, I know what mine are, and I've asked God to help me with it, give me the grace and the power to overcome the things that have hindered me. And that's what He wants all of us to do, is to get ready for it, because, man, we got something coming that's going to be a blessing. I'm talking about in this world. In this world. And He wants to be able to trust His bride to carry out the things that we have to do for Him. Go ahead, Lana.
I just wanted to share that through this fast, the Lord's been subtly working, I'm sure in all of us, but for me, I've been wanting the Lord to, like, I wanted the relationship that I hear the rest of our sisters and brothers have, where you hear the Lord's voice, where you follow the voice of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord finally revealed it to me that this is not a voice that you start all of a sudden hearing loud and clear in your mind. It's a voice, and I've always known this, that I think I've heard the voice of the Holy Ghost before. I think we all have. We just don't know how to identify it. And it is the most subtle voice that some people call it your intuition. Some people call it your subconsciousness. It is such a subtle voice that you have to fine tune yourself. You have to search it out yourself every day, every hour. And the more you search it out, the closer you draw yourself to that voice and the more it leads you. Because as Fia was listening to a sermon today, and the guy who was preaching, I don't remember who it was, but he said something about the fact that the Lord doesn't come in to dominate us. We follow the Lord. And that's how it is with the voice of the Holy Ghost. We have to follow that voice. That means we got to go search it out. And this entire time, prior to the Lord revealing this to me, I kind of thought that one of these days, it's just going to start popping into my mind. I'm going to recognize it as the Holy Ghost voice, and it's going to give me some commands, and off we go into happy land. And no, it's something you search out, and you don't know what you're searching for until the Lord reveals it to you. So I am so grateful to be in that process and to be learning. And I just continue to pray that it just grows and grows and grows. But it is a very subtle process for those of us who are still waiting for that to happen. It could be already happening. And that's what I've learned. So praise be to God.
Yeah. It's that still small voice that He talks about. And that still small voice is tells you, you know, don't go here, go here, or whatever, whatever it is, you know. You need to call somebody. You need to pray for somebody. You need whatever it is. I've only heard the voice of God speak out loud to me one time, and that was early on in my Christian walk, and that was when I was putting my blue jeans on that morning, and I told him, I said, Lord, I just love you. And just a voice right here came back and said, I love you too, Michael, in a good old Arkansas accent. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, exactly. But it was very, very, it shook me, but it was nice. It was nice. All right. I'll tell you, somebody's got a good teaching on that, and that's Kenneth Hagin, Being Led by the Spirit, I think is the name of the teaching. It's a good teaching. It talks about the inner voice. It's a short one. Doesn't take much, you know. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Will.
I just wanted to mention it. There's another book about the lady from New York. I don't know, the early 20th century. She went to heaven. Also on the site. And then a family member came to, before she goes to heaven, there's like a common ground. And then one of your family members comes to educate you on heaven and stuff like that. It's also a good one. It's also on David's site, but I don't know the name.
Okay, when did that happen?
Sorry?
When did that happen? Was it recent history or was this back some years ago?
She wrote, I think the minister wrote a book.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, it's also very good, but that shares a lot about family and the people in heaven. Your family in heaven. She's got quite a bit on that, which I also enjoyed. It was also good.
Yeah, it's on site. I can't remember the name of it either, but it's there. Just type in "woman goes to heaven" or something like that. It might come up. Dominic, go ahead, brother. We can't hear you. I don't know why, but you're unmuted on this side. I don't know if your microphone's on.
Oh, yeah. My phone was muted. I do that just in case. I didn't realize.
Okay.
But I just read a testimony, or I didn't read it. I listened to a testimony. This 25-year-old guy, he ended up having like a stroke, a seizure, and a heart attack all at the same time. His dad, who was a pastor, was driving him to the hospital. He had like a temperature of like, I don't know, 110 or something like that. Something like he was cooking. He took him to the hospital, and on the way to the hospital, he had he was just praying for him. And, I don't know, he started manifesting demons, and then he just died. Like he died. He had a stroke, a seizure, and a heart attack all at the same time. And when he died, he went to hell for a while, and he described hell. And then he said, like, the fall was very short. Like, it just was, like, a quick fall. Like, he was just there. Like, it's not very a far drop. But then after that, he said that he went to heaven, and he was standing in front of the throne of God. And he described the four animals that – well, not the four animals, but the four creatures, which is the lion, the eagle, and the man. I think there's another one, too. I can't remember. He described them, and he didn't even know that was in the Bible. What's that?
It was an ox, wasn't it?
Yeah, you might be right, actually. Yeah, I'm not sure. But he described it all, and he also said, like, I just want to get to the heaven part, the hell part, that one. He said the feeling of heaven was like feeling very fulfilled. Like, he said, imagine accomplishing all of your hopes and dreams on earth, and then times that by like 100, and that's what it feels like to be in heaven. He said, like, all you want to do is serve God. while you're there. And what he was explaining sounds very biblically sound, so I thought it was really interesting. And his dad was just praying and prophesying over him, and he came back to life and everything, and he was actually fine. The hospital told them that's what happened because they could tell, but he was perfectly fine. Like, he didn't need any medicine or anything. It was really cool.
Amen. Those are good ones. Yeah, I used to look at a lot of those years past. Well, we got just a few minutes left. Does anybody have any prayer requests before we close out tonight? I'll tell you what, let's do. Y'all gonna believe whatever I pray is gonna come to pass in your life? If you believe, it'll happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah, to the Lamb. We just praise you, Father. Glory to glory, glory, glory. We just thank you, Father, that you will honor our requests. You love us, Lord, and we love you. We ask, Lord, that you give everyone here tonight a spiritual awakening in some form or fashion that they can tell about next Tuesday night when we come together. A spiritual awakening that is either a trip, an experience, supernaturally, in the name of Jesus. Father, that would glorify you in many ways. And Lord, I just thank you for doing that for everybody here. Not that we need it, we believe what your word says, but just so it would encourage people, Lord, I ask that you do that. And everybody here believes with me too, Lord, that you're going to do it. You said if we pray and we believe what we pray, that we'll receive it. We believe that we're going to receive it, that we shall have it. And I thank you, Lord, that over this next few days, that everybody here is going to experience something from you that's going to be supernatural. And I praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ever how small and slight it may be to somebody out there, it'll be something large. And I thank you for doing that for us, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you for giving Vanita a heavenly language that's full, and that she will just feel your presence every time she opens her mouth and speaks those words, those true words of yours, Lord, that flows from the Holy Spirit through her, Lord. And I thank you for doing that for her. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, I thank you that Katie and Rebecca and the dog are all healed, delivered, and set free in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that Angelica's grandmother has no cancer and that she just slips off and goes to you, if that's what she wants to do, Lord, and that someone in that family would know where she is, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for every other prayer that we prayed tonight. Every one of them, Lord. Greg's daughter, when she comes home, she's going to have a great time with her father. And that joy has a Joey, I believe it is, has a boldness of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for it, Father. And when Missy goes to visit her family, she's going to have her sister are going to be a light that flows. And it's going to be a bright light that the family's going to notice. And they're going to say, what in the world is wrong with Missy and the other one? I forget what her name is. But Lord, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, Thank you, Lord, for Victory and her baby's father coming to Jesus in a mighty, strong, faithful way, Lord. We praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that Amy and Angie, Judy's daughters, both are healed, delivered, and the COVID test is negative, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that Andrew's daughter, when she picks him up, him and his son too, I believe he said, that they're going to have an awesome time together. And he'd be able to minister in a way that they would listen. Give him wisdom and the things to say, Father, that would turn their life around. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that Michael, Gano's friend, the one we prayed for last week, there's not going to be any sign of a large mass in his body because it's already dried up. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that Dominic is going leaps and bounds to you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom that you're putting in him and the scriptures that you're putting in him in the name of Jesus. Let him be a light to the people around him in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it. Lord, I ask and I pray that you give Barry and Marilyn a mighty sign, that time is coming up, is up for the enemy in Jesus' name. And that victory is here. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have drained the swamp from the government and the church. And we praise you, Father, that when we felled that tree and we cut it up, that we scattered your enemies, our enemies, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that everybody here is going to have a good night's sleep tonight. And we're going to hear some awesome testimonies next week. And I thank you, Lord, because you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the glory. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right.